I want to know the feedback. Oh my. After all, it's better to follow one character after another, like this. This part is not so difficult. Regen, re is re is something wonderful, you know, something beyond our description, beyond our words is re. Gen is source. Source of the teaching. They can source of the teaching. The source of the teaching of Buddha, you know. Buddha, what Buddha talked about is the source of the teaching, which is beyond our words. In term of right or wrong. And this is important, you know, they can. Whatever we can think about is not source, you know, it is already something come out from the source. The source is that it's something unknown. Only Buddha knows, or only when you practice Zazen, you have it. Or even though you don't practice it, or whether you realize it or not, you know, something which exists before our realization is source. The source is not like something, you know, to you know, to put on letters. Not that kind of thing, you know. It is something which you cannot taste, you know. In terms of tasty or not tasty, that is real source. And this source can be, here it says Li. Li is truth, we say. But when we say truth, you know, in our language, the truth is something which you can see, you can figure out. But that in Buddhism, that is not truth. So truth is something which is beyond our description, which is beyond our thinking. It's that truth. D. And Regen is, you know, more figuratively speaking, D can be wonderful, you know, source. Wonderful, which is beyond our language description. And this is source. Source of all being. By the way, when we say being, you know, being include our thought too. You see? The being. When we say being, being can be many things which we can see is being. but which we can think is also being. So usually you say truth. The truth means something underlying a theory or something is truth, you know. That the sun rises from east and sets in west is truth. Or that the earth is turning, you know, by itself in some certain direction. It's the truth. But in Buddhism, that is not truth. That is being also. Being, which is in our big mind, you know. So in whatever it is, what is in our mind, in term of big or small, right or wrong, that is being. So, if you think about something in term of right or wrong, or you may say this is eternal truth, you know, but that is, for us, that is being too, because that is some eternal truth is something which is in your mind. So, we do not, you know, make much distinction between things which exist outside of us, of ourselves, or which exist within ourselves. You say outside of ourselves, you know, but it is not true, you know. Outside of yourself, you feel in that way, you know, but actually, when you say there is a river, river is already within your mind, you know. So, you know, hasty people may say river is there, but if you think more about it, you will find out the river is something which is in your mind, is river. So, it is a kind of thought we have in our mind. And if you say, there is river and here is my mind, that is dualistic, you know, understanding. That is hasty, primitive, shallow understanding of things. And that is so called it. You know. is, you know. Maybe better to remember this word, you know, u or mu. Mu, opposite of mu is u. U ken is, you know, pre-Buddhistic, an understanding of things. When you become Buddhist, you have no more idea or wu or mu. Anyway, the real source, true source, or source which is beyond our thinking. Myo ni koketari. Myo is, you know, clear. Koketsu means ko is white and ketsu is stainless. It means that stainless means no stain of thought or, you know, thought or words. If you describe it, that is the stain, you know, to put limitation to the truth, you know. So it means you stain the truth. You put some mark on the, you know, truth. So if it is pure white and stainless, that is clear. And that is, you know, how the true source means. You know. So true source is pure white and stainless. Ketsu is seiketsu means, you know, seiketsu, you know, you should keep your room seiketsu. Seiketsu means well, cleaned up, seiketsu. Go is white. This is white. And this is sound. Gives sound to the character. The white. The pure white. And stainless. And clear. So these two characters, it's very interesting, you know, I will explain later. Because he said, Regen, source, you know. He it is to say a branch stream. It's some rhetorical way of putting words, you know. When because here it's source, here it's stream, you know. To make this those two line of the poem beautiful, he says, Shiha. The branch stream is an is also. It means dark, dark. This is clear. This is dark. And Ruchu is flow or pour in, you know. Flow, flow over, not over, flow in, Ruchu. This is flow, this is pour. So, the source is, you know, pure and stainless. But this is more noumenal word. This is more phenomenal words. If I say, you know, but phenomenal or noumenal is not right. But tentatively I have to say so. But so that is why I said it is better to remember this word, technical term, Ri. And another important technical term is Ri, Ji. Those two technical terms is a term which you remember. Ji is, you know, something which you can see, which you can hear, or which you can smell, or taste, you know. And it includes object of thinking, or ideas, is ji. Whatever it is, you know, which can be introduced into your consciousness, is ri, ji. And this is something which is beyond our conscious world. It's Ri. So here, you know, this five characters means Li, which is beyond words, something which is stainless. In present parenthesis, no, you know, taste, no, you know. No eyes, no, you know, ears, no nose, you know. That is actually this one. And Siha and Niruchus. Siha is branch tree naturally, or, you know, by itself, flow. Or pour in everywhere, like water. Now water, even though you don't think there's no water, there's water, you know. Water will be inside of our physical body, or even in plants, there's water. So even though we don't know, you know, there is water all over. So the pure source is all over, you know. So each being is itself, you know, pure source, and pure source. is nothing but each being. If you want to know what is pure source, each being is the pure source. If you want to know what is each being, you know, pure source is each being. So, even though if, you know, there's no two things, there's no difference between D and G, pure source and its stream. Stream itself is pure source, and pure source is stream. Regen myo ni ko kettai, siha an ni ruchus. Even though you don't know, you know, there is regen, the pure source. The pure source is flowing all over. Stainless. Pure source is all over. Even though you don't know, that is dark. And this don't know is very important. And this clearness is also important. But I have to explain it later. And here, so to stick to various idea, various being, or to stick to some idea of something, you know, even though Buddha's teaching, you know, and if you think you understood it, you know, Buddha's teaching is something like this, you know, then it means you stick to G. To shu is to shu suru, it's jiwo shu suru mo moto kore mayo, you say. Ji is being. This means to stick to. To stick to being or thought is originally or of course it's delusion. Ji wo shu suru mo. Ji wo shu suru wa moto. Kore mayoi. This is delusion. And kore is itself is delusion. Nothing but delusion. No, itself is delusion. Or nothing but delusion. A motto, of course, you know. Nothing but delusion. To stick to things is delusion. You know, to stick to some idea is delusion. Rini kano mo mata satori ni aras. This is enlightenment, and this is no, not enlightenment. Mo mata is also. This is ri. This is ri. It's better not to say anything. You know, it's better not to say in English. You know, Rini. if I translate it in English, it can be this. You know, already. So, if you recognize, you know. This is recognize, you know, kai, sando kai, kai. The point, if you make some point about ri, is not enlightenment. You know, enlightenment is not something you can experience, actually. Enlightenment is beyond our experience. At the same time, you know, if you think enlightenment is beyond our experience, something which you cannot experience, that is enlightenment. So if someone says, I attained enlightenment, he is wrong. If you say so, it means that you stick to explanation of enlightenment, you know, that is, you know, if you say so, you stick to words, that is delusion. If you say so, so you cannot say there is no enlightenment, or there is enlightenment. Enlightenment is not something, you know, which you can say there is or there isn't. And at the same time, enlightenment is something, you know, which you can experience. Is enlightenment too. If you understand really those two sentences, at Sekto's time, there were big dispute about, you know, sudden enlightenment and gradual in practice or enlightenment. Kataku Jinye denounced the Jinshu's way very badly. And Jinshu's way is gradual attainment, while Six Patriarchs' way is sudden enlightenment. So in the Sutra of Six Patriarchs, just to sit is not true practice. That kind of sentence is, you know, you can see everywhere, denouncing the, you know, Jinshu's way. But maybe that is not Six Patriarchs, that was not Six Patriarchs idea. There's not much difference between Jinshu and the six pedigrees way. Later, maybe 50 years later, there was this kind of words was added by Katakujinye. Right after Katakujinye passed away, maybe his disciple. Katakujinye was very good. On the other hand, he was very active, and he was very critical with Jinshu's Zazen, but he is not so, you know, hasty. So he wouldn't say something like that. But right after the Katakujinye, which was great, Zen master, disciple of six patriarchs, you know, this kind of things was added on the sutra of the six patriarchs, which was written right after the six patriarchs' death. So 714 it was compiled. And, you know, compiling. And maybe many of his disciples had it, you know, the sutra of the six patriarchs. But Katakujinye's disciple made some, you know, correction or changed some part or added something, you know, like, poem, there is no body tree, or there is no mirror, you know, there is no mirror, or there is no stand for the mirror. There's nothing, you know. How is it possible to wipe the mirror? That kind of poem. Many people criticize that poem because it is not so good, you know. many people think this cannot be the six patriarchs poem, you know. This kind of, you know, useless, you know, things was added. And it was the, you know, a kind of pride or honor to own the sutra of the six patriarchs. So do you have this book? You know? Yes, I have. But the book they had is not the same. There are many books, many kinds of the entitled the sutra of the six patriarchs. Many kinds. So the oldest one is, you know, do not include that kind of, you know, denouncing critical words to the for the Jinshu school. So to, you know, the purpose of Sandokai is to make it clear this kind of wrong understanding of which is right, or which jinshu who looks like stick to rituals and understanding or scholarly work. All the scholarly works belongs to ji, you know. Scholarly study belongs to ji. The ji is something, you know, which you can experience by practice is ji. You see, this is, maybe you think scholarly work is ji. You may think so, but for us it is not so. Scholarly work is ji. To stick to scholarly work is to stick to things. Things include our scholarly study. To follow or to realize or to have complete understanding of Li, to accept Li is our practice. But even though you practice Zazen and you think that is Li, attainment of Li or realization of Li, but that is not always so. That is, you know, according to the sekto, it is so. And this is the, you know, the intention of writing this poem. So this is, you know, this is the backbone of the always so. That is, you know, according to the sekto, it is so. And this is the you know, the intention of writing this poem. So this is, you know, this is the backbone of the whole Sandokai. So if you understand this much, you understood, you already understood Sandokai, whole Sandokai. So this is very important part. The first part was introduction. Chiku do dai sen no shin, tōzai mitsu ni aifus, ninkon ni ridon ari, dō ni nanpoku no sonashi. This is the introduction, you know. And then this is the first, or this is the main point of whole sutra. So, maybe tentatively, I translate it like this. The true mind of the great sage of India handed down closely from west to east. Tōzai Mitsuni Ipes. Chikudo Daisen no Shin is already understood. You know, Chikudo. Chikudo is India. Daisen is great sage. Sen means hermit, you know. At that time, at Sekto's time, there were many Taoists, and there were many hermits who had some supernatural power, who were proud of various supernatural power, and seeking for some medicine to, you know, to live long, to keep long life, you know, maybe, you know, finding out some medicine. It's also Taoist way. But the, as I explained, they do not, they were not so much interested in practice, Buddhist practice. And they don't, you know, find out. They couldn't understand why we must practice. Practice is so necessary. That was also true with Dogen Zenshin. If, you know, we have, all of us have Buddha nature, why is it necessary to practice? He, you know, suffered a lot about this point. He, not only he couldn't understand it, intellect, solve this problem, by studying, intellectual study, but also he couldn't accept this point. Now, this is very important, you know, why we should. When you really know yourself, you know, you will realize how important it is to practice Zazen. Before you know what you are doing, actually, you know. You don't know why we practice Zazen. You know. You think you are quite free. Whatever you do, that is your choice, let's say. But actually, you are creating karma for yourself and for others. And still, you don't know what you are doing. So you don't think there's no need to practice Zazen. But, you know, so, we have to, you know, to pay our debt by ourselves. No one can pay for your debt, you know. That is why it is necessary to practice, you know. To fulfill our responsibility, we practice that. And we have to. If we don't, you know, you don't feel so good, first of all. And, you know, you will create, you know, some karma for others too. And without knowing, you say, why is it necessary to practice Zen? Moreover, when you say, you know, we have Buddha nature. You think Buddha nature is something, you know, something like diamond, which is in your sleep, you know. The true Buddha nature is not something like this. It is G. It is not G. Even diamond, it is G, not D.
that only, without knowing the
the other day, when I explained about human potentiality, and I think I will. This is very in this sutra, this point is not so important. The more important thing is in this sutra it says ninkon ni ridon ari. This is just, you know, rhetoric, because just because rhetorical need he put this sentence, but we must it is interesting to, you know, to understand what is human potentiality in Buddhism. Kikon, rikon, donkon, you know, we ninkon ni ridon ari. Ning is human, kon is root, and it means potentiality, human potentiality. Ridon is someone who has advantage or who has some disadvantage is don. And one is ri, the one is don. And rikon and donkon is, you know, there is, you know, ki. Kikon, ki. Here we have no. Ki, ki means kikon. Kikon, you know, classified into jikon and donkon. And why I started to talk about this is because I want to explain, you know, what kind of I want to explain what kind of understanding or practice we have, you know, and why it is necessary to practice that, and Buddhists classified, you know, various people, human being in various way. So one of the classification is, you know, rikon and donkon. The ki means potentiality. Ki. We have potentiality to be Buddha, to be a Buddha, you know, in its true sense. So, it is like a bow and arrow, you know. Arrow, you know, has potentiality to fly, you know. Because bow and arrow has potentiality. If you use it, you know, the arrow will go. But if someone doesn't use, you know, bow and arrow, it wouldn't go. So bow and arrow has potentiality. So does we human being, you know, we are ready to be a Buddha. But if you don't practice, doesn't, or if Buddha doesn't help you, you cannot be a Buddha, even though you have potentiality. So, ki means potentiality.
And Dikon is means people who have good potentiality. And Donkon means who have not much, you know, potentiality. And so far, Buddhist philosophized, you know, in various ways. One interpretation, or you can translate, you know, ki, like potentiality. The potentiality, you know, means one means two. One is possibility. Potentiality, you know, is also possibility. The other is if you talk about its nature, it is, you know, possibility. I have possibility to be a Buddha. But if you observe me in term of time, you know, when, you know, in the future, you know, even though I have, you know, potentiality to be a Buddha, you know, if, you know, someone doesn't help me, I cannot be a Buddha, you see. Or if I haven't chance to be a Buddha by practice, we cannot be a Buddha. So, from the viewpoint of nature, you know, it is possibility. You know, I have possibility. And from viewpoint of time, it is, you know, I don't know what to say in English. You know. Do you find that some good word? Future possibility. Future possibility. Future possibility will be, you know, it includes the idea of time. When you don't include idea of time, it is possibility. Potentiality is equal possibility. And when you have, you ask me when, it means future possibility. When, you know, today or tomorrow. So when we think, you know, when we understand the word potentiality in terms of nature, we should be very kind and very generous to everyone, you know, because everyone has potential, possibility to be a Buddha, even though they are not Buddha right now. Because he has, you know, possibility to be a Buddha, so we should not, you know, we should respect him, and we should be very generous to people. But when we think about the possibility in terms of when, you know, sometimes you should be very strict with someone. Do you understand? If you miss this time, you know, if you do not good effort in 1 week or in 1 year, you know, you will not have chance to attain enlightenment. If you say always tomorrow, even though you have possibility, you cannot attain enlightenment. So when we think time, we should be very strict with people. It is same thing with your practice, When you don't think, about time, you can be very generous to everyone, You will be, you can treat people very well, always. But if we, think, if we have to think about time, today or tomorrow, we cannot be so generous because we will lose time. So you should finish this, and I will finish this. And you should help him, And I will help some other person. In this way, we should be very strict with ourselves. So that is why we analyze potentiality in various ways. One is possibility, and the other is future possibility. So possibility, ki means, ki means possibility and future possibility. When we understand the potentiality in this way, you can, work. You can practice very well. Sometimes very generous way, and sometimes very strict way. We have to have, two sides in our practice. Or in our understanding of key, chance, or possibility. This is the first one. And second one is interrelation. Key means interrelation. It is relationship between, Buddha and good people, and Buddha who is good nature, and who has bad nature. I'm sorry to say bad nature, but tentatively I have to say so. So for the people who has good nature, we should give. We should encourage them, giving some, joy of practice. We should enjoy our practice with good person. When we practice with someone, even though tentatively, who is not so good, we should, suffer with him. That is another understanding. So ki means sometimes interrelationship between Buddha and someone who helps and someone who is helped. So in the relationship between good person and you, that relationship will be to encourage, to give joy of practice is key, actual meaning of key. And
for the person who is suffering. You should suffer with him, you know. That is so-called jihi. When we say love in our term, jihi. Jihi is usually translated love, you know. But love means, love has two sides. One is to give joy. Yoraku. And the other is bakku. Bakku is to eliminate, to suffer with them. To eliminate, to make their, his suffering, less, you know. We suffer with him. We share their suffering. That is love. So love has two sides, to give joy, to give something, you know, if he is very good, you know. We can enjoy joy of practice with him by giving good cushion, good zendo, you know, in something like this. But actually, who is suffering? Zendo doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Whatever you give him, he will not accept it. No, I don't need. I suffer a lot. I don't know why. Right now, you know, to get out of suffering is most important point. Nothing can help me. You cannot help me, he may say. When you hear that, like Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, you should be someone, you should be like someone who is suffering. And you should suffer as he suffers. Actually, you will feel in that way, you know. If you see someone who is in suffer, you will suffer too. That is because of your love, you know. Your innate love. Your instinct of love. You share the suffering. That is love in its true sense. So ki may mean not only possibility or potentiality, but also relationship. This is second interpretation of ki. And the third one is good means or adequateness, you know. Like, you know, pots and cover. You know, you cannot put big cover, you know. Like in Japan we have bathtub, you know. You may know what is Japanese bathtub. It is wooden bar, big bar, which has its cover. After finishing bath, we cover the bath with the big wooden cover. But that cover cannot be used for the pan. It is too big. So bath must have, you know, cover for itself. So ki means, you know, adequateness. So here it says also, if you see person who is suffering, because of ignorance, because of what he is, because he doesn't know what he is doing. You must, you know, give fear. You must suffer with him. That is, you know, to have good relationship. When you see someone who enjoys his true nature, you should give G means, you know, compassion, not compassion. To encourage him. And here, you know, and this is what, and this is extra. and next thing is what I am very much interested in it. You know, there's Buddhist understand this way. Buddhism will not last forever, you know. It will perish, you know, after 1,000 years from Buddha's death. But that some 1,000 years, in some other sutra it says some other way, but anyway, we have this kind of understanding. When Buddha passed 500 years, this is not exactly, cannot be exactly so, but the first 100 years when Buddha's direct disciple or grandson of grand disciple. Anyway, the first 500 we will have good stages, like something like Buddha. And next, 100 years. So it means after 1,000 years after his death, we'll have, you know, people who practice Zazen and who study Buddhism. That is the people after the first 500 to 1,000. The last time, this is interesting, last time, which is after 1,000 years, they will not observe precepts. It is exactly so. They will not observe precepts, but they will read sutras and they will chant sutras. They were not interested in Zazen so much. And those, those people we had in the first 1,000 years, people like Arahat, or people who practice Zazen, or people who understood his teaching, difficult to find out, or no one can be like that. And the people will be involved in just an idea of emptiness, or, you know, somethingness. Emptiness or emptiness.
You know, we talk about emptiness, you know, and you think you understand emptiness, but if you understand emptiness, you know, even though you explain pretty well what is emptiness, but it is this one. You know, we talk about emptiness, you know, and you think you understand emptiness, but if you understand emptiness, you know, even though you explain pretty well what is emptiness, but it is this one, not that one. Real emptiness will be not experienced, you know, will be realized by good practice. So, here it says, after 1,000 years after Buddha, will have idea of emptiness or idea of somethingness. But they will not understand what really meant by emptiness or something. So purpose of Sandokai is, you know, to make this point clear. What is, you know, emptiness? What is somethingness? What is darkness? What is clearness? What is true source of the teaching? What is various being? Which is supported by true source of the teaching. It's the purpose of his intention of writing, making this poem of Sandokai. I borrowed, you know, a book from Gary's wife, you know, Masa, and about Sangai Kyo, you know, in a small Vajra school of Japan, Sangai Kyo. And in that book, you know, it says the people in the last and after 1,000 year after Buddha's death, they were people which may be classified into very appropriate, you know. it explains what we are doing here and what they are doing here in Japan. Good contrast. And, you know, it is explained very well, you know. Anyway, we do not observe precepts. In Japan, you know, we eat fish, we kill animals, and in America too, you know. In its strict sense, we don't observe. That is very true. And, you know, one is very innocent because, you know, you don't know
about what you are actually doing, you violent precepts. But in Japan, even though they know what they are doing, you know, they still do it because they are shameless. They have no idea of shame, you know. I thought you have no idea of shame. But if I think more, you know, they do not knowing that what they should do, you know, to do not observe it, real shameless. You know, innocent people looks like shameless, but it is not, you know, real shameless. So I was very interested in the description of the people in our time. And anyway, we will be involved in, you know, this idea, G only. So you may ask, you know, what is reality, teaching of Buddha, you know. If you don't, you know, understand it, you will keep asking someone, you know, what is it? What is it? What does it mean? You are just seeking for something which you can understand. That is mistake, you know. Dogen Zenji says, there is no bird who flies after the limit of the sky. There is no fish who swims after knowing the end of the ocean. We don't exist in that way. We exist in limitless world. And sentient being is, you know, numberless. And our desire is limitless. But still, you know, we have to, you know, try, we have to continue to make our effort. Like fish flies swim, like birds swim. So Dogen Zenji said, bird fly like a bird, fish swims like a fish. That is Bodhisattva's way. And that is how, you know, we observe our practice. When we understand in this way, according to Dogen, we are not people in the, we are not people in Mappo. Mappo is last period. Shobo, Zobo, Mappo. Shobo is Buddha's time. Zobo is imitation. Dhamma, imitation. Imitation Dhamma time. And Mappo is last period. But still, you know, in some way, Buddhism exists. But if we understand really, you know, what he meant, that is, it means that we are in Buddha's time. As Dogen Zenji said, Buddha is always here. You should not be involved in time or space. You know, our practice should not be disturbed by some framework of time or space. Oh man, I'm sorry.